The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
It is Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock now. Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1. Thanks for spending part of the heat wave with us.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, hey,
another
girl,
hot
hey.
One on tap today.
Who wears short shorts?
Ken Barlow's all over it this morning, and it's just going to be, 3,000 degrees again today. So
yeah,
it's
heat advisory, what, till 9 on Thursday?
Yeah, it's going to go basically all throughout the work week here. But I'm Matt Belanger from 5 Eyewitness News, subbing in for Jason, who's frolicking somewhere out west, through the Hollywood Hills. I imagine he's having a good time.
Oh, yeah. He'll be back tomorrow with tons of stories,
and,
I'm sure.
And we are just, we got Alexis and Kenny and Don, and I'm, yeah.
Hello.
You all know who you are. I know. I'm like, I'm
super
just so
fun.
Happy to be here. It's so much fun.
We're happy to have
such
you.
Such a change, a gear shift from the news, TV news side of
I
things.
I bet. And well, that newsroom looks so good down there,
oh,
too.
We got a remodel, honey. Let me tell you, it's fabulous. We got standing desks.
No.
There's a little button, and it goes bzz, bzz.
Are you going to be judged if you don't stand?
I have felt that pressure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're and, like, you know, they spend all this money for standing desks, so if everyone just sits, that's not good. But we have a good mix of, talking about Rocky Road Ice Cream in the break, right?
Yes.
We have a good mix of standers and sitters.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Good.
And I like to try to stand, and I'm a naturally bouncy person.
Yeah.
So I like to stand, too, because it allows me to just, flex my muscles and feel like I didn't sit all day. Because when you go out to the anchor desk, you have to sit.
You have to sit.
Because the studio crew would not be pleased if I stood
around. Like,
can you imagine just standing up? They're like, what's he doing?
What is he doing?
Yeah. Barlow.
What is he doing?
Barlow stands. He's kind of bouncing around.
He's a wiggler, too. Yeah. We're a high-energy morning crew there on Channel 5, let me tell you.
I love it. Yep. Now, you just bought a home.
Oh, yeah.
So you have lots of work outside.
Yes. And so I wanted to ask for guidance from the My Talk universe about this, because I'm going through the life change, I feel like. I used to be so cool and skinny.
Oh, God.
And
I
would just pack
Same
a duffel
here.
Bag and book a Sun Country flight and go to Cancun or something and just no cares in the world. Lock my little apartment and leave.
Yeah.
Buying a home is the first step in turning into your parents. So that's what's happening.
It's happening.
So yeah. So you're it's happening. That direction.
Now my car smells like mulch. And yes. You know, and I don't know how many trips can you make to a home improvement store in one day?
6 to 10.
Before you have a problem and you need to seek treatment.
Yeah.
Six to ten. And you're not kidding.
You forget something, no. Right?
And it's not just that. It's also like okay, for example, I had a birthday over the weekend and it was
birthday.
Thank you. And for my birthday, I decided to paint a side door.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Okay, good place.
Painting
to start.
A door good. Is a flipping nightmare. No, I did not take it off the hinges. So but my dad painted homes for a living. So I'm actually a really good painter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but you know, there are so many layers and nooks and crannies to a door, and I swear, something happened in the space time continuum, and it tore, and this door had 16 sides. I don't know how, and edges and full. I don't know what happened.
All, like, the little bevel. Is there glass
all the
in
little
it
bevels
too?
And all the little frames and everything? So I'm painting, and then I realized that the door looks so nice now that it's painted that the weather stripping is bad. And
everything.
if you ever want to get so frustrated that you jump up and down and scream, try replacing the weather stripping on a door.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. Oh,
yep. God, and no. So I think yesterday alone I went between Home Depot and Menards because I don't discriminate. I just go everywhere. And Fratelloni's too at times.
Oh, yeah. Ace Hardware's great.
They're great too. That's where I got my mower. But the I went to do this door project and to buy all these things and then the paint and then I need a little another roller thingy and da da da. I think I went 7 times yesterday. Back and forth. I'm a mile away.
It's hard too when you forget an essential like a paintbrush.
I know. Well,
I mean, you can't get out Q-tips and stuff, you know,
or your finger. I mean, I've thought about touching something up with my finger before, and I was just like, oh, if I just, I don't want to go wash the brush again. So if I just kind of,
Kyle's toothbrush.
You can do that.
God, don't tell him.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Just wash it out.
It's enamel. I don't know. They'd appreciate that. The trim.
Oopsies.
Whoops. No. So, but my question for people is, you know, is this normal? Because because then you come back and you're like, I'm working on the door. And of course I'm standing at the door. And I look over and I'm like, that vent needs to be replaced because it's getting rusty. And then and it's like project. Oh. So I just,
Welcome to the world.
Oh my gosh.
Matt.
I need to set up direct deposit at Home Depot because they're just taking all my money, you know?
Yes. Just open an account.
I just charge it.
Usually when I leave the store, the big box store, I'll say to the person at the checkout, I'll see you in about 60 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Thankfully,
I live close.
Need something else.
You know, but that also adds a complication because I'm back and forth so many times and I'm trying to drive safe.
Because of the beacon.
What I've learned is
so many things, Matt.
If you need one of something, buy 6 of something.
Mm-hmm.
If you need something a certain size, buy 4 different sizes.
That's what I did yesterday with the weather stripping.
Yeah. Like if you need a nut and a bolt, instead of buying just one nut and one bolt, buy the whole box of each.
Yeah.
Because then you'll have them in your house in back stock forever.
And you'll also be the best neighbor if they ever need.
Right.
Are you getting along with your neighbors?
Well, and actually, that's a whole other little piece of this story.
Okay.
Is I have strong feelings about hostas.
Right.
Can we talk about hostas?
We need to get into that next.
Yeah, we
can
do.
Can we push that down next?
You think it deserves its own segment?
It does.
Kind of, yeah.
We need to break.
Okay, all right, because we'll talk about it.
Yeah, hostas next.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff.
This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consult at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Good morning, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. MyTalk 107.1, streaming all the time around the world. MyTalk107.1.com. Download that new app. It is fabulous. It'll be your best friend there.
Yeah, Matt, by the way, our new app, it's so fly that you can win rewards. $1,000 Sun Country airline voucher.
I just talked about hopping those Sun Country flights to Mexico. So convenient.
Yes, and $1,000 gets you a lot of trips.
And it's great to go to that other terminal at the airport, too. It's like small and convenient.
Yes.
The security line is nice and short, man.
Terminal 2.
Woo. Oh, it's so amazing. Yeah, just for doing what you're normally doing. So get that app if you haven't and register for those listener rewards.
I love the radio.
You can enter daily through this month.
I love the radio. It's so different from the TV news world, you know? Yeah. Like, shout out to Terminal 2. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so much better. It's smaller. I feel like I'm in my small town airport.
It is. It's really great. It is.
That main terminal, though, is so nice.
It is beautiful, and we have a wonderful airport.
Yeah.
But I happen to be partial for Terminal 2. Okay.
Good stuff, yeah.
We're talking about buying a new house because, I'm going through the life change here, and we were talking in the break about how it happens to everybody, and I've had to go to Home Depot. We've moved in 2 months ago. I've gone to a home improvement store at least 100 times.
Yeah.
Since moving in. And it's madness. And, you know, part of that's only because I can only fit 8 bags of mulch in the back of my terrain at a time.
Right.
You know, but.
Multiple trips are necessary.
And you see one thing, and then you need to do this, and this also needs to be replaced, and it never ends. But outside, mm-hmm. I have a problem with a particular thing, and it's called a hosta. Mm-hmm. So first of all,
they're hardy.
Hold on. I bought this house, and I didn't think I saw the flower beds around the outside. I didn't see anything, and I thought, oh, this is great. It's like a blank slate.
Oh, cool.
I'll be able to just design this up as a So we moved in April, and then the witch's fingers started to emerge from the dirt.
Oh, how many do you have?
They're everywhere. And hold on, and I think we've all been bamboozled because what's funny is every neighbor came over.
Yeah.
One at a time, different times. Beautiful. We have a beautiful neighborhood. I love my neighbors.
Well, sounds really friendly.
But every single neighbor came over. Oh, guys, hi. Welcome to the neighborhood. We're so glad to have you here. Do you need any hostas? Because I have a couple to split.
Yep.
They're pushing them on us.
Trying to get rid of theirs.
So I have a theory, people. I have a theory that hostas are actually just weeds that someone monetized. Because,
yes.
I mean, think about these things. You can't kill them.
Yeah.
No.
They grow, and you're desperately trying to split them and get rid of them because they're spreading and taking over your yard.
Yeah. Yep.
This is people.
You can't eat them.
Stop it. These are actually weeds and that you're buying and planting. I have strong feelings. I got to go wrestle with one this afternoon because we have to put the gas meter outside because it's in the basement. It's a 1940s house and it was normal to put it in the basement. We want to have it out the side. There's a big old hosta sitting there. And those things are dug in.
They're heavy. Well, yeah, and that's why they
get
going back.
Getting a hosta root out, man. I mean, talk about expletives.
You'll never get it out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I got another one out. Alexis may kill bunnies, but I kill hostas.
So.
Tell you what.
It was fun. No,
I'm going to win this, Kenny. I am determined.
Listen,
I've got a shovel.
You think it's gone, but it'll come back. You'll see at the end of July.
Oh,
it'll peak back up.
And they look like little green fingers when they come up. They're so gross.
Cabbage patch heads coming out.
you could put concrete over the top of it, and I guarantee you within 2 months, one would poke through the concrete. You cannot get rid of it.
Anyway, so I'm having there's a war on hostas. Now, they're pretty.
Are you throwing it away? Do you feel bad about doing that?
Maybe, yes, a little, because like there is, no, listen, I think they're pretty. They're great for shade. They have a role. But my problem is when
easy.
Like that's all you have. And I mean, I live in a hosta jungle.
Yes.
You know? Become hostile.
Yeah.
Well done, Don. Well played. That's awesome. So my thinking about that is a few is nice.
A little goes a long way, right? With the hostas, I think a nice mix.
Apparently, this is all these previous owners could keep alive.
There's that too.
I think that was it.
They do just keep coming back. They're hardy.
So anyway, I got to wrestle with that.
They're 75% off here, Hosta plants.
Yeah, because they're not. You shouldn't even be paying. They're dandelions. They're just like weeds. I feel like I don't know. That's my.
Oh my gosh, I had to look it up because I don't even really know what they look like.
They're those like it looks like a lettuce thing growing out of your yard.
Yeah, and then the edges are.
It's rabbit food.
Okay.
They come in all kinds of variegated colors.
Give some to Alexis. She has bunnies. Oh, never mind.
Ouch.
There's one still alive, okay, guys? Yeah. That one can come around.
It doesn't have a mommy. It's probably already in heaven now.
You know
it's
what?
Wait, I thought one of the babies went down the drain. It was the mom. No, the mom
Mom's
was
gone.
Just MIA.
Mom
she was out like getting food for the babies. No,
she hopped a Sun Country flight and went to Vegas or something.
Yeah, no, she's down at the VFW playing poker.
Yeah, I think so. Or got picked up by a hawk.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that, too.
Yes. We have a little dog, a Fisher. We have a Fisher. Silly Matt. We have a corgi named Fisher.
Yeah.
And we have a Fisher. And we see those birds flying by, and I worry about that. I mean, he's 30 pounds, so I don't know that he's going to get picked up, but there's some big old birds that fly over because we're by the lakes.
Yep.
And I don't know that they're interested in our dog necessarily, but we've seen hawks, too.
Yeah.
I'm worried about
bunny, they
my
can
little
just
guy.
Whoop. Swoop it right up. Mm. These were tiny little ones. They fit in your hand, too, guys.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh,
anyway. I want to hear the whole story.
No,
listen to the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. 6 a.m. hour podcast.
It was a moment. Traumatic. We started on a down note.
Yeah. Well, it was
right out of the gate, bunny death.
That one didn't get better.
Welcome to Tuesday.
I tried. I really did. Yeah.
But anyway, so
if you want hostas,
come over to my house. I'm going to leave them out in the. I've got plenty. The neighbor, actually, just stand in the middle of the street because everyone on the street needs hostas split and to get rid of, and they can't seem to give them away fast enough.
Oh my gosh.
It's a thing. Good luck, everyone.
Are you into like home brewing or making your own butter or having a big garden type thing, or is that not a hobby of yours?
No, but you know, Kyle kind of is the. He takes the kitchen kind of domain.
Oh,
and
okay.
Here's the other thing that's happening with life change. And I'm talking about like, you know, buying the house and you're becoming a different person.
Yeah.
Kyle has a penchant for making excellent baked goods.
Oh.
The man can bake. He should be on that Great British Bake Off show. We were talking about that last night. I think he'd win. He'd do so well. But the problem with that is that he's not British. Well, whatever. He can fake it. Hello.
It's an American version.
I'm here to bake a cake. beyond that
is all the carbs.
Yes, I'm eating. So good. Now, and here's the thing he got into lately. So not only is he making cakes and sweets and croissants and all that. I woke up for my birthday and I had biscuits and gravy for breakfast. I mean, my suits are getting a little snug. But now he's gotten into making his own ice cream.
Oh,
so he has
like
a KitchenAid
fancy with the nitrogen and the whole
no nitrogen. Just we have a KitchenAid stand mixer, and they have a bowl that you put in the freezer, and then it just churns it up in there. And so now I have fresh sweets and baked goods and ice cream. So the camera crew is going to have to zoom out. I mean, I'm just getting a little.
Does it really
just
add 20
stand
pounds?
Up.
Yeah.
We got those standing desks now.
Yeah. You're like, can you just pump that camera up a little higher?
Back it up.
And tip down. Yep. Get that good angle. Get those chins out.
Anyway, no, so he's just lovely. But yeah, that's more his realm.
Okay.
He also makes his own. And this I actually think is a little weird. Kenny might have feelings about this. He makes his own, Kyle, my partner, makes his own laundry soap.
Oh, like a powder?
I have strong feelings about
so
that.
So he makes, and so he I don't know what it is, honestly.
Baking
he buys
soda.
Like this bar soap stuff that he grinds up in the mixer and makes like a little chunks of these like green chunks. I don't know what it is. It's the soap.
Uh-huh.
And then we like a baking soda washing powder thing. And then there's a rate. He's a scientist, folks. So like, this is his world. You know, I don't know. He works.
Saves so much money. I know too.
So he makes this magical mystery powder.
Yeah.
And when, God forbid, I actually have to do some laundry, I put it in.
Same here.
And it works.
Yeah.
So I don't really ask questions, but does anybody else make their own laundry?
Probably Bradley Trainer.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds like Bradley. That. Bradley makes all kinds of yummy treats and,
yeah,
you know, he pickles things and probably makes his own soap.
What do you guys do? Are you into something?
I DIY a bunch of stuff, but I've been making, I've made that soap before.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But I've been using, well, the baby now.
Oh, yeah.
Is a little different.
Talking about my life change.
Yeah, that's a whole nother life change. I'm really not cool anymore, like for a lot of reasons, Matt. The other cool thing is making those dryer balls, felted wool.
Wait, what?
So instead of using dryer sheets or softeners, you can put these balls in there, and that's one of my favorite words, by the way, too. But you put that in there, and it helps, get it nice
out
and dry, and, yep, grabs
doesn't
the lint.
Doesn't it, like, boom, 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 boom? Doesn't it, like, make noise
kinda,
when it's running?
Yeah, okay. There's kind of that. I mean, that.
Okay. But again, to the coolness, who cares, right?
It's, I'm not cool. So, I mean, really, like,
my dryer makes noise.
Matter.
All right.
Yeah, it's like, yep, there's the balls.
It almost sounds
again
like the club, you know, when you turn on the dryer, it's like the beat at the club.
Remember going out dancing?
you're dancing in your laundry room, like, I made my own laundry soap.
I did this.
And the dryer's dropping some beats.
Ooh. Pickling is really fun, too.
Oh,
I
baby,
do love to pickle.
I'm gonna have a pickle party.
Yeah, we couldn't do it last August, but planning on it this time. I have one jar left from 2 summers ago.
Wow.
That I'm like, what? When's the special time to pull this out? You know?
Oh yeah.
Special pickles.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I didn't say pulling out your pickle. Oh. I thought it was a euphemism.
Yeah. Well, you said you were gonna have a pickle party, so I'm just staying out of this.
Yeah,
in my community, that's something else.
That sounds like fun.
I'm probably going to get a text.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, you might get a text after playing our game next.
Oh.
It's the 5-second game showdown.
Yes.
And I'm a virgin.
You are.
To the 5-second game. So.
Let's do it.
I have a new open for it, too.
Fabulous.
Ooh, even better. All right.
Okay.
We'll get to it next.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is 7:30 here. I'm Matt Belanger from 5 Eyewitness News. This is My Talk 107.1. Glad to be filling in for Jace while he takes a little vacation here. We were just talking about how, you know, I'm just the little twinkling tiny star fill-in from the TV side.
Whatever.
I'm in for the supernova, Jason Matheson. Anyway, whatever. So he's having a fun time out west in Hollywood.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
The Insta stories are fabulous. I have so many things I want to tell you right now.
Hostas.
Kenny, well, real quick on the new house I bought.
Oh.
And we're talking about hostas and how everyone's trying to pawn theirs off, and I really think they're just weeds.
Yeah.
Follow up to that. Somebody tweeted, Phil tweeted, did you know that you can eat your hostas?
The bunnies do it.
They are apparently in the lettuce family. The Google machine says yes. In addition to their decorative appeal, hostas are in the same family as asparagus. So, yes, they are edible. So, actually, the solution to my problem
is... Can you make cabbage with it?
I'm just going to have a farm stand.
You pickle it?
Out front. And I'm going to have some supplemental income. Yeah, you should can some pickled pasta leaves.
Yeah, we can pickle it.
Oh, God, what a horrifying, horrifying thing that would be. I don't know about that. But anyway, yeah, apparently...
Do some lettuce wraps?
Someone try Matt's it and let me
wraps
know. Matt's lettuce
pasta,
wraps out
pasta
front.
Pasta wraps. Yeah.
This is an undiscovered business opportunity, and Lord knows there's enough hosta out there.
Matt's hosta wraps and door painting.
Yeah, if I disappear from the media, you can find me hawking my pasta. I'll get a cart and with an umbrella on it, and I'll ride with a bicycle like an old school ice cream thing, and then I'll ride through Bryn Mawr.
Okay.
Get your hosta wraps!
And all of your neighbors have their own hostas, and they're trying to pawn them off.
Yeah, but they
on
won't
you
turn them into spring rolls like I will. Anyway,
true that.
Kenny, I buried the lead real quick about, remember, now this is going way back when I filled in a while ago. The best part about having a house now is there's no more fight ongoing about the shower head.
Do
you remember? Kyle is an aimed directly down shower head person, and I am an arch. I want it facing kind of out from the wall,
Right.
And now he's got his shower head and his bathroom, yep. and I've got my shower head, and there's no more morning struggle and the war about re-aiming the shower head every morning.
Because you used to have to share.
It was a big thing. Anyway, sorry.
That does help in relationships when you've got your own bathroom.
Your own space, man.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Need a little break? Go to the basement.
You will somewhere down the road find that having separate bedrooms is even better.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen.
Separate beds?
Nope. We worked too hard to get that king mattress up to that tiny bedroom upstairs. There's no way that they're leaving that now because that was... Okay.
For a while, do you remember the Friends thing? Homes.
Pivot!
Oh my!
Yeah, that was us. That was us with this bet. Anyway, sorry. Let's play a game.
Okay, yes, let's do it. And we have a new open.
Yes.
Very well. Well. You have 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game. 5 second showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
What are we doing in 5 seconds? I don't know anything about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming into this blind.
All right. Well, Kenny keeps score. He's got a Sharpie over there. I've got the app. It's the 5 second rule. Yeah, he's getting ready over
there. He licked his finger to get a sticky note. I love that.
Yeah.
Matt, Alexis, and the winner, Kenny.
Okay. What do we do?
So here's what. You have 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
I will give you a category, and you have to name 3 things within that time.
In the category.
In the category.
So you'll say fruit, and I'll go apples, bananas, and oranges.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Exactly. Okay. So we won't start with you, just so you can get the flavor of what's going on.
No.
What?
Throw me in the flames.
Do I start with
Matt?
Yeah. Always.
Okay.
The new one always
I'm the guest,
first.
Alexis.
I'm sorry. I thought maybe we'd just ease up into it,
Not on this show.
All right. No. Okay. So
we ripped the Band-Aid off.
You'll hear a timer running on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
you'll hear
it.
The timer. And here we go. Matt, name 3 magazines for women.
People. Better Homes and Gardens, and I don't have a clue. That's hard. 5 seconds is not enough time.
Yeah.
And everyone reads people. Oh, that's come on. That's gender stereotype. Extra. My brain started going, don't gender stereotype, you know?
Women, you can't think. I was no thinking.
There was no thinking. Okay, whatever.
Let it fly.
Okay, I failed miserably. It's fine.
No points there. Okay. Who's next? Kenny, you're next.
Kenny, you're next.
Okay, here we go. Kenny,
make me proud.
3 types of meat.
That's easy.
Hamburger, steak, roast beef.
Come on.
Wieners,
I know my meat. Why you gotta give me some weird gender stereotype category with your weird thing? I'm trying to be politically correct.
It's the app.
Who's to say that I don't read?
You could say Sports Illustrated.
Vanity Fair.
Look at Kenny's got a
bite. Kenny's leading.
Okay.
Whatever.
Kenny's leading.
Okay, I have to close my eyes.
All right, Don, here we go. You ready?
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Name 3 things that made your parents go mad.
Staying out too late, sneaking out, and not eating my food.
I'm calling foul on all this. Not fair. Because how do we know? We can't prove it. She's just making stuff up.
At least I didn't say oranges this time.
Yeah, she's... Things that make her happy. She still got the point for that. Because oranges could make her happy.
This is so wrong. Because all of that is subjective garbage.
You
that you
go
can
with
just
it.
Make.
Well,
you
got to
free not
yourself.
Fair. It's not
free
fair.
Your mind.
I'm going to take, I'm
and
opening,
the rest
a, bu- I'm opening
will
a button. Okay.
Yes.
Whoa, it's hot in here.
Okay.
I am the judge, by the way.
I have an undershirt on. I'm not like burling out over here.
No, I love it. You're just like burling out. You. Do what you do. You.
I'm rolling up my sleeve. I'm going to win
say
this.
Here. You,
You got to give me the meat categories. Come on.
It's already too late. You're not going to win. And even though Dawn's first two answers,
Kenny,
were
you're wasting time.
The same.
No.
I am going to award her.
Oh, okay. So he's the judge, jury, and executioner.
And sneaking out is not the same thing.
They are very different. I agree, Dawn.
This is all okay. I want an easy
Matt.
One. Come on, come on, come on.
Here we go. Name 3 insurance companies.
State Farm, Progressive, and Allstate.
Yes!
Yes!
Does he get the point?
And
we're tied.
And they all will offer a beacon for your car.
For the good time.
Throwback to last hour. Oh my goodness. I get a bonus point for that.
No, you don't.
Come on.
No bonus points. No bonus points.
That's it.
All right. Kenny, you ready? Name 3 things you don't want to talk about with your parents.
Sex, religion, and politics.
Come on, these are so throwaway. Easy.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
That's good. That's good. All right, Don.
Kenny.
Kenny, ladies. Two. Ooh, two. All right, here we go. Don, name three types of gems.
Sapphire, golden obsidian, and amethyst.
She went really complicated.
Kenny?
What do we do?
I'm wearing golden obsidian right now and sapphire and amethyst.
Yeah. What? Yeah, it was a timing issue.
It's a timing thing.
It was right on the nose.
Dawn? Yeah. Dawn, I'm going to give it to you.
You know what? Where's my leniency? Huh?
She at least got three out, Matt.
You have yet to earn it.
I'm going
to
bring you a hosta. As a thank you present. Out to your woodsy cabin you live in, buddy. You're going to wake up one day and there's going to be lettuce everywhere.
Now we know we can eat it. You know,
I guess.
All right, Matt Belanger, here we go. We're playing the 5-second showdown. Name three stand-up comedians.
Oh, Wanda Sykes. I don't know. I love her so much. She's so amazing.
Possibly the easiest question that's ever been asked.
Yeah, but, see?
But, you know.
I don't do well with names. It's okay.
It's a swing and a miss for
it's
Matt.
Fine. It's fine.
But isn't Wanda Sykes the best?
Yeah,
I love her.
Is Queen Latifah a stand-up comedian? Because that was the next person in my head.
Yeah, she started out.
Yeah.
And then, I don't even know.
Okay, you lost there. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, two more. Do we have to make
do
it
we have
even?
Time? Yeah. Okay, quick, here we go. Okay, Kenny, name three foreign currencies.
Oh, my goodness.
The peso, the loony, and the
jigamagoo. And the euro.
I will not be awarding myself.
This game is rigged. This game is rigged.
Slink away.
Let's see if Don can take it, guys.
All right, Don's going to be the winner, I think.
Here we go. Don, name three yellow foods.
Banana, a lemon, and a squash.
Yeah!
Yep. Don is our victor this morning.
Don, congratulations, sweetheart.
Who's wearing a yellow shirt?
Perfect. Can you like practice for this? I don't even know how I would prepare.
You can get the app and just play by yourself.
You got it. Well, I probably will start doing that in the commercial breaks. You just got to live a more fulfilling life, I guess.
You did great.
I tried. Thanks.
You focus. It's all good. When we come back, we're going to catch up with our friend Liz.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday. It's 7:47 is the current time, and My Talk 107.1, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Glad you're here. I'm Matt Belanger from 5 Eyewitness News, filling in for Jason while he frolics out west in Hollywood, in the hills, hobnobbing with the stars. And one of our favorite people is going to visit with us now. We want to talk to Liz.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
I got it.
Hello, Liz. I think we need to talk.
Delightful lady.
She's a sweetie.
Here. It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz.
Oh, I love that.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Are you there?
Oh, no. Hello. Oh, hold on just a second. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Right, good morning, Liz. Oh, that was, don't you love that fabulous setup music? It's easy like Sunday morning, huh?
Yeah, it is. Liz, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, good. Great.
Good.
Well, of course, my talkers, we have some fun questions that we want to see how you feel. It's advice from Liz. So if you guys have any,
I have a couple things.
Tweet us. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to these two and then you can pop right in. So, Liz, Gail wants to know, you have such an uplifting, positive, and sincere disposition. What or who do you contribute that to?
Oh, my goodness. Part of it is, you know, I've always just been a person that was positive about things because when I was young, you know, I saw so many different things that could have been negative, and I decided to take the high road rather than the low road because I would have really been frustrated otherwise.
Oh,
plus
sure.
The fact I have some really wonderful relatives that were always very nice to me and taught me how to be respectful and kind to other people. And when you're that way, you can have an upbeat attitude because people respond the same way.
Kind of kindness begets more kindness, and having that nice supportive family. I hear you, Liz. That sounds great.
Yeah.
It's a mindset. You gotta choose it and then live it, you know, in your daily
actions.
Yeah,
you find other people who mirror that too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh yeah.
All right, Liz, this is from Renee. She says, what would you say to someone who's afraid to step out of their comfort zone? And they've always known to be able to try new things.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes I am afraid to do that, too, because I'm afraid of my limitations.
Sure.
But I do try. I think the only thing you can do is I'll try. And I may not do very well, but I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Oh, amen, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now, filling in.
Oh,
thank you, Liz. That's so sweet of you. It's a different world up here on the fun floor.
Isn't it?
On the radio floor.
Yeah,
the fun floor, as I call it. Yeah.
I told her you were coming
from
news.
Got that right.
Yeah. And that you like to have fun with us here on the radio because it's a little looser.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Liz, I have a couple questions. Mm. Okay. What do you think about hostas, the plant?
Hostas is a plant?
Yeah, the hostas, those little green plants that look like lettuce outside of your house. Do you have any strong feelings of those?
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, good. You're my favorite person because I'm getting strangled by them anyway. No, that's perfect. And I want to know because I don't know you really well, Liz, because I don't fill in too often. But I listen. But I want to know, what is one of the craziest things, the most bold things that you've ever done? Now you sound so sweet and so kind, but I know you've got a wild streak, Liz.
Yes, yeah, she does.
So what? So tell me, like, ooh, when you're walking around seeing your friends and talking to your friends, what's the story you bust out to impress a new person? Where you're like, oh hey, you know, I did this though.
Boy.
What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you, one time when I was going to school in Chicago, I decided to walk all around the neighborhood. My neighborhood happened to be on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah?
In a black Puerto Rican area.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Which where you had people, I mean, in every corner passing dope and everything else. And I went through a real long walk around at the area to find out what it was like, and I was perfectly safe.
Did you buy anything?
I didn't buy anything.
You just said, no thanks, I'm good.
Me.
Oh, that's really
what
good.
What year was that,
yeah,
do
it was
you think,
way back.
Liz?
I don't think I'd try it now, though.
What year was that, Liz, do you think about?
1961.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
time.
You also drove across the country by yourself just on a road trip.
That's where I thought you were going to go. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
No,
right?
I'm that clever, brave anymore, though.
Hey, nice. She passed up on the dope. Said, no, thank you. I'm just out for a walk. I'm good.
I want to see this neighborhood.
I'm naturally this happy, people. I don't need any help.
Exactly.
Liz, we love you so much.
We do. Okay. Wow, well, I'm glad everything's going okay for you, and we'll check in next week. Yeah.
We'll talk to you next
week,
Liz, okay?
Okay.
Stay cool.
Nice talking with you, too.
Yeah, survive the heat wave, Liz. Stay cool. Have some nice lemonade.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you, Liz.
Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.
Okay. Thanks, Liz.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love Liz so much. Say no to drugs, kids.
Yes. We met her through Little Brother's Friends of the Elderly.
Yeah.
And they have a phone companion program now that's newer with pandemic times. So if you are looking for a friend.
You know, I think that's so important because it's that contact. And we learned that the hard way through the pandemic and last year and being all Zoom and all on the phone and everything. And my mom's out in Pennsylvania. So I can't go see her on the weekend or anything. But I call her. Usually it's on one of my many trips to and from the home improvement store.
What are you
going to buy now?
You're like, it's only been 7 minutes.
I know. I'll call you back in 10, Mom. I got to get another load of mulch.
I'll be right back. Well, yeah, lots of Zooming. We did that too with my folks were in San Diego. Now my mom is here, which we hadn't seen each other for 15 months. So that was pretty exciting. But lots of Zoom time and figuring out, you know, how everyone's doing. Do you have siblings?
I have a brother. Okay. And he has a family. Too? And so he's closer to mom in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm like Kenny. I'm in the outer orbit of our family. Mm-hmm, you know,
me too.
I'm the weird guy who wears foundation.
You're the 694.
And goes on TV. Oh, I was going a different direction with that, but that's fine. Okay. Wait a minute. I have a question about what's coming up next.
Because, yes.
Okay. So yes. On the sheet here. You know,
yes.
This beautiful little sheet
we
that
have
you
a grid.
Give it. It's grid.
Yes,
it's
we do.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Mine looks like nightmarish now. It's like a scary game of tic tac toe. And it's got scribbles and sad faces. And anyway,
it's a good place to take your notes.
The
yes.
next square says, Alexis reads your sticks.
Yes.
What is it? What is, girl, are you psychic? What
I
do
got
you know?
Sticks.
Should I be scared?
I've got 100 bamboo sticks here.
Uh-huh.
So we have my talkers to call in. And I read your sticks, tell you how your day's going to go.
That's yeah. really, so
and
are
I
you
can
like,
read your sticks too.
Are you,
doesn't
I
hurt.
Need this, I need this to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt. And is
nope.
it helps you, or do you have to have special like skills for this or what's going on?
Yeah, it does take mad skills, you guys. It really does. You're going to experience
okay.
it.
Okay, all so right, I'm just
if you want
asking.
Your sticks read, give us a call, 651-641-1071. And we'll get to that next. Also, I want to tell you about the Cat Video Festival.
Oh, I'm so excited for this because we masks off, cats are back.
That's right. We're so excited. It's at CHS Field. It's brought to you by My Talk and the St. Paul Saints. And it's live again, which is great. Thursday, August 12th, presented by First Equity. Thank you, David, and the team. Right now, you can submit your cat videos if you've got one and some fun ones. Tickets go on sale July 8th. You can find more information, mytalk1071.com. Keyword cat. It's a great family affair. And we will be back with Read Your Sticks.